Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Revive and Thriveology. So I recently had a discussion with Allison Price of The Infused Life, and I recorded this great conversation we had. You see, Allison introduced me to understanding the harmful effects of synthetic fragrances. She really opened my eyes, and she helped me understand how you can easily replace these synthetic fragrances with essential oils. And since then, she's taught me so much about creating healthier products for my home, for my family and I to use, and that I can feel good that everybody's using these, even our house guests, for anyone coming, or my pets, right? There's so much benefit to avoiding these synthetic fragrances. They really bring on so many negative effects to your body that you might not even realize, from headaches, depression, hypersensitivity of your skin and skin issues, airway issues. I know personally, since I've cut out as many synthetic fragrances as possible, now when I do smell them, I can smell it. They're so strong and it's just wild. I actually, a while back, was staying at an Airbnb and I think they wanted their bedding to smell lovely, which it did. But it was just a chemical fragrance. And I literally kept waking up all night from the powerful smell. So this is a really great episode. I hope you enjoy this discussion. Welcome to Revive and Thriveology. I help women transform their lives by harmonizing their living space through holistic home practices. I'm your host, Lisa Morton. Welcome, everyone, to Revive and Thriveology. I have Allison Price of The Infused Life. Allison, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Hey, can you tell me a little bit, tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, for sure. So, my name is Allison Price, and I live on a farm in southwestern Medina County, Ohio. And so I've got two kids, horses, chickens, dogs, cats, soon to have some goats. And my husband and I, we live on an apple orchard, and we do a lot of organic gardening just by passion. It's something that we really enjoy. And so I am also very passionate about eliminating as much of the toxins within our home that I possibly can. You know, just from the stance of our orchard and our garden, where we took an organic approach to it, it just kind of seemed to be the next step forward. You know, we don't want to use chemicals in the garden and on the apple trees. And so why would I want to use chemicals on myself and my kids? And so it's become a passion of mine to teach others how they can do the same, because it sounds overwhelming to make those changes and do DIYs. But I find that once you make it part of your routine, it's so easy and it saves you time, it saves you money. And so I love to teach other people how to do the same.
I love that. I mean, you taught me, so I'll tell everyone, you taught me. It all started with kind of waking up me up about scents.
Yes.
In my home.
Yep.
And so I started thinking about scents are everywhere, from the laundry detergent to my soap to my whatever products and cleaning products. And it just, it blew my mind how many manufactured scents are just. And it's interesting, too, once you get away from that, how awful they smell.
Yes.
But you really woke me up to that. And good. So I dove into starting out with making my own hand soap. And I used your recipe. And it was super easy. And I love it. And now I have my favorite little recipe. So I use essential oils, like you taught me, to give some scent. So now I have a fall scent in my bathroom.
Oh, good.
And it's so nice. So how did you get into making all these different products? How did you learn to do that?
Yeah, so I pretty much just self-taught myself by digging and reading and researching. And I find that, you know, when, at least for myself, when I become passionate about something, I can spend hours researching and reading and looking things up. And so it really all started in the home when I had my first child, my son, because it's like, you know, I guess I never really thought about it for myself, but then once I had another human to take care of, all of a sudden I became very conscious about the things we were using and how it could possibly affect him, and was it safe for him? And so I just kind of fell down the rabbit hole, so to speak, and it just kind of snowballed from there. You know, I started with no more of the plugins in the wall, and I started diffusing essential oils instead. And then I think the first two essential oils that I ever bought were lavender and eucalyptus, because I thought, you know, I think you can clean with these. And so I started doing some research, and I was like, wow, well, you could do a lot more than clean with them. But that really propelled my curiosity. And so then it just kind of became secondary that I just, you know, I started diffusing the oils for the aromas. And then I was reading into their medicinal uses. And I, you know, I don't even remember how, but I started to realize all of the products that we have in our home are super toxic. Just because they're marketed to us and they're sold on a store shelf doesn't mean they're safe. And there's so many loopholes in the industry that people don't even realize. And so I really became passionate about just educating others who were ready and who wanted to learn more and wanted to understand. You know, and I had been, you know, it had been so many years then at that point that I started making my, all of my stuff. And I really realized, you know, I would hear people say, oh, I don't have time for that. Or, you know, that was like the biggest thing usually. And so I thought, everybody has time for this. I mean, you know, when I taught you the soap recipe, it literally takes not even a minute of your time. So if you can switch that, you know, one thing at a time, if you could switch it over, it just becomes so easy. And then, like you said, once you make these changes and it's what you become accustomed to, I think that's when you really have the aha moment, when you're walking through the store and you pass the laundry aisle and it's such an overwhelming aroma. And you stop and you think, I'm choking at the aromas coming out of that aisle right now. And that stuff is all supposed to be sealed. What is that doing to us? You know, so it's been about 15 years now that I've been on this roller coaster in a good way. I love roller coasters. And wow. I just love sharing the information with others.
That's so great. You know, I was at a store recently and they had like fabric softener on one side of the aisle and then on the other side, food. And the whole time I'm like cringing just thinking about that food absorbing that smell.
It does because you know what? One time I was in a pinch. I think we were grilling hot dogs or something and I didn't have buns. And so where I live, nothing's like super close, but there's a Dollar General around the corner. So I ran in there and I grabbed hot dog buns and I came home and nobody wanted to eat the hot dogs because they were all like, they taste like Dollar General. It's so true because they're absorbing the smells, you know, they're next to the detergent aisle and the cleaners and I don't, you know, whatever. So nobody ate the hot dogs.
Oh my gosh. So let's get into some of these magical recipes. Like, what is your favorite thing to make these days?
Well, my favorite, of course, is the foaming hand soap because it's the easiest thing to do. And if you think about it, you know, you probably have a cleaning cabinet in your home, maybe under your sink or in the bathroom, but you have multiple sinks in your home. And at every sink, you probably have soap. So, you know, whereas you may have a cleaning cabinet under one of those sinks, you have soap at every sink. So it's being used multiple times a day by multiple people. It's a great place to start. And a lot of people don't know, but as an adult, your skin will absorb up to 60% of what you put on it. Babies and children have the capacity to absorb up to 100% of what is put on their skin. So especially over the last few years, we've seen so much going on with like antibacterial, antimicrobial, and we get to a point where, yeah, we're washing away the bad germs, but we're also washing away the good bacteria on our skin, and we're leaving our pores open and susceptible to more of the germs and viruses that we might come into contact with. So there's a bajillion reasons why you should be doing your own hand soap so that you're not washing away the good bacteria as well, but also so that, you know, like if you want a tropical cabana smell coming out of your hand soap, you can achieve that by using different essential oils. You don't have to use harmful synthetic scents. So the foaming hand soap recipe is so easy. It is simply, you just get yourself a foaming hand pump. You may find one that you like at like a TJ Maxx or something, or maybe you just have one that holds up really well that you bought at a store with a chemically laden soap in it. Dump it out, rinse it out, and then just use it for your own. I've been guilty of that. When my kids were younger, they were crying for this Elmo soap. And so we bought the Elmo soap, came home, dumped it out, and reused the container. But the recipe is super simple. You fill it halfway with water, halfway with liquid Castile soap, and then I do about 6 to 8 drops of essential oil. And that can be whatever aromas, most essential oils, if you're buying a pure therapeutic grade oil. So unfortunately, I'm not talking about the things on the end caps at TJ Maxx and Marshall's and Walmart. That's not going to do it. But if you're using a very high quality essential oil, most any of them are going to give you the properties you're looking for washing your hands. You know, the antibacterial, the antimicrobial. So at that point, you're free to choose whatever scent you like. You know, at the time that we're doing this live, it's fall. So if you like the cinnamon aromas and the clovey aromas, those are going to be great ones to add. You know, in the summertime, I like to do mint and citrus together. It's very refreshing. It's very invigorating. The mints are very cooling. So that's the other fun thing too. You can mix it up, you know, do whatever aromas you like, change it by the season. And then the cost savings there, I don't have a breakdown right off the top of my head, but versus going and buying a bottle every time that runs out and buying another bottle and buying another bottle, instead you can get yourself a large bottle of liquid Castile soap. I always buy the unscented since I'm going to scent it myself. That bottle is going to last you forever. And then the other thing you're adding is water, which it's water. So there's definitely a significant cost savings there as well.
I hope you enjoyed learning from Allison and understanding how impactful these synthetic fragrances can be in your life and in your home. If you want to learn more, head over to Allison's website. It's in the show notes. And let me know if I can answer any other questions. I hope you have a great day. I'd like to thank our production company, Caraggio Media, the WELT 95.7 Studios, and our sponsor, Gucci. For more information, follow the link in the show notes. Be sure to hit like, hit the subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to connect, find us on Facebook, and be sure to let me know what topics you'd like to hear about. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.